You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Wednesday's edition of the podcast, where we're looking ahead to a 7-race card over the obstacles at Fairy House. Plenty of good action to enjoy on this Wednesday with Gary Capewell, John Babb and Andrew Mount in the studio. Not just Fairy House, we've also got action at Epsom and Perth in the afternoon, as well as Catterick. Then into the evening we're at Lingfield and Taunton alongside that Fairy House card. But we're concentrating on matters across the Irish Sea on this edition of the podcast. And joining myself, Sam Norris, as ever, is Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today, sir? Oh,
very well, mate. Very well.
Good. Good stuff. What do you make of the card today at Fairy House? If nothing else, we've got plenty of runners.
Interesting. Yes. Ground drying out all the time over in Ireland. So even though it's soft officially in the racing post, I think it'll ride a good bit quicker than that if this sun continues to burn away any moisture in the ground. As you say, big fields today. Quite a few handicaps, which are very, very tough by nature. And even the concluding bumper has actually got maximum field as well. We've actually got three reserves in that. So, plenty for punters to get stuck into today.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll dive into the action then, and we begin with the 4:55, which is race number one on the Fairy House card today. A 2-mile maiden hurdle for us to get stuck into here, where Master of Verse is the 8-13 favourite on the drift, ever so slightly ahead of Travantime at 7-1, 10-1 for Simply Gooch, Craigstar at 16-1. It's 16-1 also about Gemma's Man, Humdinger and Shanaway, 20-1 or bigger prices the remainder. All the focus has been on this Master of Verse for William Mullins and Gigginstown stood this morning. Andy, do you see it that way?
Well, naturally William Mullins is going to have the favourite in a race of this nature, particularly such a poor contested one as this does look on paper. But I'm just a little bit concerned about taking a very short price about him on the evidence of what we saw the other day at Downpatrick, where it was a bit of an inconclusive run. He was sent off even money favourite to win a bumper off the back of two encouraging starts at Punchestown and here at Fairy House. And after making the run in and getting a nice easy lead, he faded quite tamely in the latter stages. Obviously something was troubling him that day. He was not quite the horse that the market expected, and therefore it is a difficult one to draw any great conclusions with. 8-13 with William Hill this morning off the back of that run doesn't make any great appeal. So the answer is, what's the each way call against him? Well, quite a few of these in this race haven't got very convincing profiles, so that life is very difficult trying to eke one out. I'll probably go with Travertine though, who had his first run for Niall Madden the other day after being with Alan King. If he can run to the level that he did with the Gloucestershire handler back in January when he was second at Huntingdon behind Ali Brewer, then he must have a great chance here. He was not knocked about first time out at Navan behind the Barrow man when certainly Niall Madden looked after him. And if he comes on enough for that run, then he should be there or thereabouts, purely on his ability. 7-1 with William Hill this morning, and as I said, that looks a fair enough each-way bet.
Travertine, the each-way vote then for Andy in the 4:55. Race number two comes up at 5:25. Got a 2-mile handicap hurdle to look at here, where Inish Turk Lad is your 4-1 market leader. 11-2 for All the Chimneys. Mick the Boyo is 11-2. 7-1 for Annie Alan. Tyrone Tiger is an 8th chance. It's 10-1 or bigger prices the remainder. What's caught the eye in this one?
Yeah, I can see why there's money for Inish Turk Lad. He's been knocking at the door of late. Good second at Cork and third at the same track at the last day. All the Chimneys and Mick the Boyo finished first and third, respectively, in a good Navan handicap the other day, where the second horse, Admiral Bryan, has already gone on to win. So those three have got him being with a chance. But I like the claims of the very consistent Tyrone Tiger, who's an 8-1 poke with William Hill this morning. That looks good each-way value, based on his last three or four starts when he's hit the frame on every single occasion when he stayed on his feet. Unfortunately, sandwiched in between those runs, he fell at the last at Down Roll, when in with every chance. But a good second over this course last time behind Uptake, where the front runner is very much dominated. I thought that was a decent effort. And if you go back to his second behind Cool and Not Glebe early on in the campaign at Down Royal, The fourth horse, also called Tocororo, who's been taking part in graded races subsequently. I think that form also entitles him to the upmount respect here. Adrian Lynch takes over in the plate as well. I think that obviously has got to be a positive. And just generally speaking, this horse's overall profile suggests he's guaranteed to run his race. And at 8-1, it's hard to see him not running a big one here. So each way call there, Tyrone Tiger in the second.
Tyrone Tiger then for Andy in the 5.25 race. Number three today from Ferry House comes up at 5.55. 2 mile and 7 furlong handicap hurdle for us here, where Federici heads affairs at time of recording at 9-4. It's 4-1 about Toon River. Gulan Davina is 15-2. It's double figure prices for the rest of them. Talk us through this field.
Yeah, no great surprise to see Federici, a shortish price favourite here, off the back of its win the other day in that 3.5 mile handicap at Downpatrick, when it stayed on very strongly in the latter stages to beat the Mooch and several in-form rivals. And, of course, now he reverts back to hurdles off a £14 lower mark. So it's a classic case of a horse very, very well handicapped on his return to Timber. And if he can translate that, then he's obviously got a great chance. However, I do quite like the chances here of Ghislaine Davina from the Seamus Spillane stable. Very consistent mare. She's been running really well all through the winter, and she finally posted a victory next to her name at Cork last time out in very impressive fashion when she pulled well clear of a decent field which contained the well-regarded second horse, Denali. And on the evidence of that performance, certainly suggested to me that she wants a stiffer test of stamina that she's been encountering previously to that. Most of her form has been over 2 miles. She also ran really well at the Listowel Festival, over 2.5 miles earlier in the campaign. So I think the further she goes, the better she is. She's up to 3 miles for the first day, or nearly 3 miles, obviously 2.7 miles. And I think that'll definitely much play into her strengths. So Ghislaine Davina, whose stamina I think is very much her key suit, can run well each way around about the 7-1 mark in the third.
Ghislaine Davina then the choice for Andy in the 5.55. We go ahead to the 6.25 now. This is a 2 mile beginner's chase where Pistol Park is the 2-1 favourite. 11-4 about Young Finnegan. Vercingetorix is 7-2. 6-1 for Pink Coat. And it's 11s bar those. Quite a few of these hold quite a lofty rating over hurdles, Andy. Stepping into chasing for the first time for the favourite here, Pistol Park. What do you make of the field?
Well, I certainly think Vercingetorix has got to be one of the most disappointing horses that Gordon Elliott has ever trained. Since he won his maiden at Limerick back in December of 2014, he's been frustrating to say the very least. The string of seconds have got gradually worse, and he just seems to be out of love with the game one thing or another. You know, he was a relatively short price of the day, and then obviously he's chased down Wexford, and once again, he totally missed the board. So he just doesn't come here with any great confidence attached to him. Young Finnegan also got beat at 100-30 on last time out at Garran Park, and albeit I think the ground was probably the chief reason why he didn't probably run up to his very best, he's still got a little bit of a question mark hanging over him. So therefore we're left with Pistol Park, who made its debut for the Alan Fleming stable back in March, running a really good race in a competitive handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. He made most of the running that day, but he just didn't quite get the trip late on up that stiff hill climb, and the fact that he was having his first run for the best part of a year, the combination of those two factors just took its toll. He goes back to 2 miles today. He's got plenty of form over the brush hurdles in his native France, and if he's been schooled well, which most of Alan Fleming's horses are, first time up over fences with Dennis O'Regan on board, then I think he's got enough ability to take this race, or certainly go close. So Pistol Park looks the obvious choice in the 6.25.
Pistol Park then the one for Andy in that race. We go to the 6.55 now. Rated novices chase here over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. The Winkler is your 11-4 favourite this morning. 130 about Fine Article. Kansas City Chief is 5-1. It's 5-1 about Ghislaine Chosen. Blue Bicycle 6-1. 12-1 Festive Day. And Catnap is the outsider of the party at 14-1. Just a couple of places to aim for here, Andy. What'll it be?
I'll probably go with the solid The Winkler. He's just such a reliable and likeable horse that in a race of a complex nature as this, where quite a few can be given chances on their best form lines, then I'll go with Ewan Dawes, 7-year-old, who comes here off the back of a well-deserved victory over fences. That was the first time that he managed to win in 7 starts, and he had to overcome an absolutely horlicks of a mistake at the third last. He really did well to pick himself off the canvas. I thought he'd gone at that final ditch, but not only did he get back into the race, he actually went on to beat a very smart horse of Gordon Elliott's called Amniabad by an easy-looking 10 lengths as they climbed up the line at that stiff hill incline to the finish there at Downpatrick. So he's obviously in great form if he can overcome such an adversity. Prior to that, he'd run well behind Fine Theatre when he was on a going day at Gowran the time before. And like I say, he just comes here in very, very good heart. He stays very well. He jumps down. I know he made a mistake the other day, but largely speaking, he jumps very well. And I think he's sure to go well in what, like I say, looks a very, very difficult rated novices chase.
OK, then. Andy's thoughts on the 6.55. We'll go to the 7.25 now, which is the penultimate race of the day from Fairy House, a three-mile handicap chase for us here, where Point View Gale heads affairs at 11-4. 4-1 about Tarish Lane. Carrageen Labellia is 9-2. It's 11-1, bar those. What do you make of this bunch, Andy?
Well, unfortunately, the my sort of angle in here, my big angle in here, has been rather quashed. When I turned over my page in the Racing Post this morning and saw 16-1 for Carrageen Labellia, my eyes literally popped out of my head and I thought, right, let's get stuck into this mare. But unfortunately, most of the bookmakers have been alerted to that price, Rick, and she's no bigger than 9-2 this morning with most firms, which is a little bit disappointing. But nevertheless, I still think she's the most likely winner of this race. She was coming with what looked a very well-timed challenge when she fell at the second last here in a similar race to this back in the early part of the month. And I think had she stayed on her feet that day, she would have, like I say, either won or gone very close to the winner. The time and figure of that race is very good. They pull well clear, or the winner pulled well clear of Le Grand Chien, who's gone on to run well subsequently. So I think the form's really good. And I think the step up in triple suit Carrageen Labellia, because all of her form prior to that, she'd been keeping on or staying on quite nicely in races where A, she couldn't win, but B, the trip has been way too short. So I think the step up to the 3 miles is going to be the key to it. And of course, being a former point-to-point winner, that very much backs up that particular mind, that thought process. So, albeit we can't get the fancy prices that we thought we might well be this morning, Carrageen Labellia still gets the best bet on the card vote in the 7.25.
Andy's choice then in the 7.25. We go to the final race of the day now at Fairy House. This comes up at 7.55. A 2.5 mile mare's bumper to close the card. Sister Sarag is the 130 favourite for this one. Raglan Rose, 11-2. 13-2 for So Sorry Sarah. Turfman's Daughter is 8-1 along with Around the Pond. And it's 10-1 or bigger for the rest of them. A maximum field mare's Irish bumper, Andy. This has got you written all over it, hasn't it?
Oh, I wish. yeah, a little bit too complex even for my brain in a race like this. I'll go with Turfman's Daughter here. I thought she ran a really nice race back in October. That's the last time that we saw Noel Mead's mare. But that third behind Congrey Hill from the Gordon Elliott stable certainly reads well on paper. And I do like the way she kept on willingly in the latter stages of that race. She obviously wasn't the class of the winner, who's gone on to run reasonably well in graded company subsequently, and is rated in and around the 123-24 mark. So, like I say, she performed up to a very good standard. The fact that Nima Carberry's been booked for a trainer that she's got a real good affinity and association with is certainly an indication, hopefully, to our chances here today. Obviously, there are plenty of other mares in with chances. We've got Willie Mullins represented by Sister Sarah and several others such as So-So Sarah, who've been in fairly good form throughout the winter. But providing she's fit enough to do herself justice, have that little bit of a break, I'd expect Turfman's Daughter, on the basis of that damn raw run, to put up a big performance here in the final race.
Turfman's Daughter then, the votes for Noel Mead and Nina Carberry. Just spin us through, please, Andy, one more time, if you wouldn't mind, your 7 selections for the action at Fairy House today.
Yeah, decent looking card here today at Fairy House with lots of each way choices from yours truly. Starting off with Tavertine around about the 7-1 mark in the first. Tyrone Tiger looks a really solid each way investment at 8-1 in the 5.25. Same comments apply to Goulaine Davina in the 5.55 following a win the other day at Cork. Pistol Park is the process of elimination selection in the 6.25. The 6.55, that vote goes in the way of the Winkler, comes here off the back of a really good victory at Downpatrick last time out. Carrageen Labellia looks the best bet on the card in the 7.25, going back to the scene of her course four last time out, when surely she would have played a part had she stayed on her feet. And in the final race, the 7.55, Turfman's Daughter has certainly done enough in her two starts to suggest that she could be competitive here.
Wonderful stuff. There we are, the thoughts of Andy Holding ahead of the action today at Fairy House. Remember to tune in to William Hill's Racing Radio, where you can hear that card in full alongside the domestic action at Epsom, Perth and Castwick in the afternoon. Lingfield and Taunton join Fairy House in the evening. Plenty to enjoy today on Racing Radio. Thank you very much for your work this morning, Andy, and best of luck at Fairy House.
Thanks very much, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.